lose why I give them what I give them. Don't chase paper cause it crossed my path. Hate on my path, you won't feel the wrath. My name is written in scripture. The flow like Da Vinci image ingrained in your brain. Mental picture, need no convincing. Might sound offensive, but I'm what your label's missing.
You are now tuned in to Ms. Goldie's radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
When you open up the box and it's open, she says, wow. The feeling that you get when you slide your toes in it. The feeling that you get when you strap around your ankle real tight. And then stand up and your tendencies strong like an underdog. You have permission to buy me however many shoes you like. Come just check these tonight. I promise I won't treat them nice. Why I might even name them. It's just dope, sure, I'll claim them. Huh. Accommodate my leg precisely. Have you ever seen a pink and leopard polo boot? Sky high, golden loop, platforms with the hardware done by paper box. I don't want some lace socks, cute open toe, flat, slammed out strap, suede boots by Madison. Got my silhouette etched in, so elegant, so relevant. Can you handle it? She's killing it.
Down.
Yes, and if you're just tuning in, you are live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And that was my girl, Ida Devon, with IG, My Shoe Game. She is Culture Zine Radio Network's Artist of the Month. And artists, if you want to be Artist of the Month on Culture Zine Radio Network, submit your music, email your music to the Miss Goldie to You radio show at gmail.com. Send your music on over to us. And right now I'm so excited because we have two very special guests for you tonight. I have my girl Ty Griffin, who I met her previously with doing some music business, and she just was very smart. She always was into doing something else and educating us and putting us on to, you know, how to take control of our lives. So I'm really excited to have her as a guest. I also have musical guest Mocha Blast. He's going to be on a little later. But right now, I am going to bring on Miss Financial Advisor, Credit Expert, Miss Ty. How are you today, Miss Ty?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad that you do what you do and you give us the time. Well, I'm really excited for you because when I met you, you were always working, always on the grind, and you still do the same thing except for you're a mommy now. And I just love what you shared. I shared a lot on my page on Facebook. Ty actually videotaped her birth, her home birth, and she shared it, and it has so many views. Did you check the views?
Yeah, it's at like 35,000 right now.
And it was so beautiful, and I really wish I could have did that. I saw some other couples that's on my social network who said that, you know, they would love to do that. And besides you doing that, it just opened up a whole nother door to what you actually really do and why you choose to work from home, birth from home, and help people. So I'm going to let you explain to everyone what it is that you do.
I help people remove all negative items from their credit report, and I help those that want to be entrepreneurs. So once you get rid of the negative and you repair your personal credit, then we can move on to business credit and help you establish credit for your business.
Well, so not only do you work on personal credit, you also work on helping people establish business credit. And is it anything particular or anything special that they need to do to get started with you?
It's fairly simple. You just want to go to DobbinsBank.com and sign up under the services field. Look for financial ID, or you can always give me a call at 866-500-9805, and we can just talk about what is entailed with our program. And
I think you're kind of breaking up a little bit. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So what I was saying is to register, you can just stop by DobbinsBanks.com, and under services, you'll look for the financial ID tab, or you can give me a call. My phone number is 866-500-9805, and I would love for you to follow me on Instagram at EntrePramami. So it's like entrepreneur, but EntrePramami, and just look at the results. I post them all the time of my existing clients and existing members of financial ID.
And I'm glad you said that because I am also one of your financial ID clients. And sometimes when people see that things may cost them a little bit of money, they kind of tend off. But
right.
I am very glad that, you know, it was very reasonable, and I got results, like, immediately. I am happy to say that I finally have a credit card. At my age, I've never had a credit card before.
What? I did not know that. I did not know that when we first started. That's crazy.
I have never, ever had a credit card. No one has ever put my name on a piece of plastic besides my driver's license, I've never had my name, you know, really on a piece of plastic where I could go get what I want and pay them later. So it was like just small things like that that you may say, you know, I didn't know that. And, you know, that's something small to you because I see the results on your page. I'm following you. I'm watching you. I always share your posts. So if anybody missed the information, you can always look on my page. I always share posts because not only do you give out for us, I got financial results for myself. You share the financial results that you get for other people. And also, I learn credit tips from you on a daily basis. It's like a go-to page. I can't wait to go see on your page what it is you're talking about. And not only in the financial area or the credit area, sometimes you just let me know things like about giving back my birth certificate and not giving my children a birth certificate. And I heard someone talk about it before, but I wasn't really sure. I didn't really know that person, so it wasn't a trust factor. So being that I know you and I know you are not a foolishness or babbling, or I know that you do your research, you do your homework, and you won't say it unless that's what it is. So,
exactly. We actually give out Cliff Note versions of that on takeyournameback.com. And we'll tell you just a little bit about why it's important for you to resend your birth certificate and take back ownership of your name. A lot of people do not know that. And I know we don't have enough time to cover that right now, but for anyone that is interested in that, in being a private person, you definitely want to stop by takeyournameback.com.
Oh, good. You heard that. Takeyournameback.com. You can do the research for yourself. The most powerful thing that we have is our mind. And a lot of times now we tend to just rely on whatever we see on the news, whatever they tell us on TV. But actually, if you take the time to do a little research and from reading your posts, I decided more into these type of things and the things they're doing with the birth certificates and the social security cards, and it makes a lot of sense now that I know the reasons why we were born with birth certificates and social security cards. It makes more sense now than just to decide that I need to run around this country with numbers attached to my name. So that's really a whole nother. We're definitely going to have you on the show again so we can talk about that because it's a very interesting topic. And being financially free, financially stable, being able to obtain credit, take your name back, these are all things that make us take back our lives, actually.
Exactly. And that's why we created the Financial ID Program. And we want to help as many people as we can in all the avenues that you just mentioned. And they can sign up for as little as $10 a month. So we definitely make it affordable. We want to help thousands of families if we're available, you know, if we can, if we can get as many as we can. And it takes people like you to just continue to spread the word. And once you hear Financial ID more and more, we're just going to be able to help a lot more people.
Yes, I'm excited about it. We are going to go to a song. It's an artist that was introduced to me by Dynasty. Shout out to G Pro's Dynasty in South Carolina, North Carolina area. His name is Short, and this song is called Rendezvous, and I just completely fell in love with it, and I hope you'll fall in love with it too. And then we'll be back with Miss Ty.
All right, thanks.
Good girl, you look good, thirsty tonight, you gon' have my giving. Good girl, you look good, thirsty tonight, you gon' have to give me that. Tell me, girl, what you trying to do? Listen close, you might find a clue. Room 112 for this song. Time and place in this rendezvous. Find a spot that's low-key. Sit round, baby, you know me. So drink slow and relax your mind. And I got a bag of that OG. Paper chaser, stay on the grind. Yeah, and still I make time for you. Slip and slide when you lay it down. And best believe that I'm sliding through. Or play while I pull your hair. It's getting hotter, you okay? Smack, smack, cause you naughty, girl. Getting loud when we role play. Head down and air there. We switch positions, you on top. Head game, trying to blow your mind. No pun intended, but don't stop. Spread your legs and I break through. Like Red Rover, so get right. Come by like a quarter till and we love a session by midnight.
flexing all day and all
night. Good time, you got that feeling tonight. You gon' have to give me that. I'm gon' hold you like a G-supposed to. You been my soldier, my ride or die, a gun in my holster. Instead of texting and talking, girl, I'd just rather show you. Baby girl, take a ride with me and let's find a place that we can disappear. Sip some wine and just relax your mind, cause there's a lot of things that you need to hear. Can I grab your waist, can I pull your hair? If I bite your ear, but you like it there. You can back it on me if you like it rough, but that's the kind of stuff I don't like to share. A few strawberries, a little whipped cream, it's a proper show, but you stripping. Your pretty face and your hips mean the right lingerie, but you missing. Eyes rolling, I'm going deeper, make you feel like you ain't gotta never worry. My back scratched from your nail scars, and I'ma let you mark your territory.
Give me that, rendezvous. We've been texting all day and all night.
Good time, you got the feeling tonight. You gon' have to give me that.
Yes, and just in case you just joined us, we're live with my girl Ty Griffin on the line from Financial ID, and we need you to hit us up on the phone, 646-668-8287, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. So, Ty.
Yes.
Are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So real quick, I just want you to go back over the company name, where we can find you at, and your phone.
So I'm with Dobbins Banks and Associates, and we have a program called Financial ID, which will teach you how to remove negative items from your credit report, such as late payments, charge-offs, judgments, repossessions, foreclosures, and tons more. We will teach you what to do, how you can remove those items from the profile yourself instead of hiring someone to do that. And if you have an entrepreneurial mind and you want to start a business, we will also help you to establish business credit. I can be found on Instagram and Periscope at EntrepreMommy. Please also follow my financial ID, my partners at @SayItAin'tSam_, @MindOfBanks, and our business at Dobbins Banks.
Yes, I'm so excited, and I'm definitely looking forward to visiting you on the business aspect. I know you're always there, you're always available, and you have an adorable family. They
Thank
just
you.
Excite me every time I see them. And if you want to do any on-the-air advertising, we're always available for that. Off-the-air advertising, you know, I'm always here to support you. And all the good things that you do. And thank you for being a guest on the Miss Goldie to You radio show.
No problem, Goldie. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a good evening.
You too. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. So you just listened to my guest, Ms. Ty Griffin from Ty Dobbins Banks and Associates. And she has a really great program going on over there. We have a really great program going on over here. Artists, if you want your music played on the station, if you want to schedule an interview with the station, we also have other shows on the Cultural Zine Radio Network station. You can email me at missgoldietoyou@gmail.com. And I have a caller on the line. Who's on the line? Hello, we can hear you. (7952) That's your number. Okay.
Right, but I don't know if today she hasn't communicated anything to me. I'm like, when?
Hello, caller.
Maybe she ain't paying no attention. I don't know.
Can we disconnect that caller? You are now tuned in to the Ms. Goldie to You radio show. And while we are waiting for my next guest, which is the musically talented Mr. Mocha Blast, he is going to take time out of his busy schedule to give us a little insight on what's going on with him. And right now, I would like to play a song of his while we're waiting for him to come on the line, called Africa.
Africa, Africa, sunny from Africa.
Wherever I go, they come to my shows. When they hear me, they hug me. I'm a fly guy, so it's only right. I get seen in my rugby. Doing nothing but dying. Stuff as a night, never see me with ugly.
Africa, sunny from Africa.
Africa, the motherland of all consequence. All my sisters, they confident. Booty big like the continent. I'm talking light skin, red bone, dark skin. Beautiful, looking good as the usual. With lips to die for a funeral. Give me two at a time. What to do with a dime? Just stand there and do nothing. That view from behind. Got me losing my mind. Got me losing my mind. Shorty, she know that she got it unlocked, so it's only right. I made a move to resign. These dudes never matter. They choose not to grab her. I'm so Vegas, I should move to Nevada. With a room in the high risk. I'm smooth and I'm tattered. New Louis shades, but my shoes are from Prada. I just do what I gotta. As soon as I hop her, I'm screaming Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
The way that they act, we know for a fact. You can tell that they love me. Wherever I go, they come to my shows. When they see me, they hug me. I'm a fly guy, so it's only right. I get seen in my rugby. See with nothing but dimes. Stuff that's a nine, never see me with ugly.
Africa.
Africa, Utopia, Kenya, Ethiopia. The only reason I hustle is for that girl I call Sophia. Egypt, Libya, at night I heard it gets colder. Stopped off in Nigeria, on my way to Angola. Any country in Africa is like hitting the lotto. Liberia got dough, but not as much as Morocco. Now look how my watch glows, chained by Picasso. I was raised a hustler, big shouts to Menacho. Africa, city to the suburban. Acura, big body, I'm swerving in. Vernacular, different languages, learning them. I only wrote this song cause I fell in love with a Cape Verdean.
The way that they act, we know for a fact, you can tell that they love me. Wherever I go, they come to my show, when they see me, they hug me. I'm a fly guy, so it's only right, I get seen in my rugby. Deal with nothing but dimes, sometimes a nine, never see me real ugly.
Africa.
Yes, and we're back live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And I got my guest live on the line, Mocha Blast. Blast the Beautiful. How are you?
Yeah. What's up, yeah. Goldie? Talk to me, girl.
That's what I was saying, too, when that song was playing. I was like, So how is it going out there? You out there grinding, working hard. I see you everywhere, and I see you got this tour lined up. Tell me about it.
Oh, man. First and foremost, it's a pleasure to be on your show, Miss Goldie. I've seen you on the rise, too, being Yonkers First Lady, putting them bars in, putting that work in. Now you got your own radio station, and, you know, I want to say thank you. Just thank you for the whole 914 movement for embracing this Queen's cat and really treating it like a movie of your own.
I love Queen. Shout out to Wise McGriff. He actually introduced me to Mocha Blast a couple of years ago, and it was, I just want to say, it was always nothing but love from you. I was introduced to you and Mr. Make It Happen, Mr. Wise McGriff, and it's been nothing but love ever since, and it's my pleasure to have you. You're such a inspiring artist. You're making music. You're on the grind. You're staying positive. You're not really promoting the alcohol and the drugs, and you're not demeaning women. And it's just my pleasure to shine light on more artists such as yourself.
Much appreciated. I mean, you know, big shout out to Wise McGriff and Brian Cunningway B-Way. For making the connect and everything. But, yeah, it's just the tour. I got a lot of spot dates coming up. We trying to figure out, you know, new location, demographic to target for 2016. But right now I just finished performing at the Selen Arena out there in Fresno, California, Saturday, and it was an experience of a lifetime. You know, it's something that holds up to 10,000 people.
Wow.
And to be on stage, that platform was everything I ever dreamt about. And to have both Mother Fly guys with me on stage, Shwaby and Chuck, both from Yonkers, it was great. It feels good that I could reach back out into the Yonkers talent pool and take the young guys under the age of 21 and mold them, and now they're on tour with me. On the 26th, we're at the Bomb Squad in Dallas, Texas, performing with Rick Ross. So we got that. On the 2nd, Experience Creative and Rose Consultant have an event at the Hard Rock Cafe in Boston. On the 23rd of January, we're co-headlining with Montana 300 from Chicago, and then they're putting together a couple shows with Jada Kiss and I. Big shouts to Experience Creative, Lisa Finelli. Big shouts to Rose Consultant. You know, those two ladies have been grinding, bending over backwards, making sure that I get the recognition that
right.
I think I deserve, and I feel honored to, you know, have the ladies work for me like that. Because you know what they say, right?
The ladies work.
That's right. That's right, Brian. So it's good.
The ladies definitely work, and that's one of the most important things when you're out here, you're grinding, you're an artist, and you have a product to push, you have a brand to create and represent. You need a team. I always try to encourage to people to support people, and sometimes people don't want to work for you until they see the money, but then when the money comes, who needs you to work for me now that I have reached my goal? I need people that do their job and love what they do, and every artist needs that encouragement, and I'm so glad to see that you definitely reached in the Yonkers pool, especially since you're not from Yonkers, you're from Queens. But I know you represent, you show us love, you get a lot of work in over there at the D-Block studio, so tell me about that.
Working at D Block has always been an honor. You know, I always try to just keep it strictly business. I'm a businessman, so when I go there, you got to act accordingly. You know, working around Jada, Style, Sheik, Poops. You know, the other day I was in there with Snipe Life. They have a lot of celebrities that come through, and I just come in, do what I do, and I leave. You know, I'm very respectful to everybody because they show me that respect, and that's what I love about Yonkers. Ever since I came to Yonkers, everybody has given me respect. They you know, yo, Mo, we see what you're doing.
Right.
We deal with you accordingly because you show love to everybody. And to me, it feels good. I mean, I'm from Queens, but you see how it goes out in Queens. Anytime a Queens artist is on the rise, somehow he always gets gunned down and nobody is held accountable for the murder. So
right.
it's sad that as a Queens artist, you really can't even get to shine the way you want to shine because the hate is real. I mean, maybe that's just from the region I'm from, South Jamaica, but
right.
I don't know. I don't know. So I'm more of an international artist. I'll always claim Queens. I'll always 718 till the day that I die, but 914 is where I really got the poise to make my run with working at D-Block Studio, having Poob sit me down, having, you know, listening to Jada record, listening to Styles record, saying, Mocha, watch, this is how you do it, and then go in the booth. And I was like, oh, that's why they call you the ghost. You know, like, I figured out a lot of stuff just being around these guys. It's going on 6 years now, and I just try to keep it business. I respect them. They're legends. They're OGs. I looked up to them growing up,
right.
And now I get to work with them on a professional level. I don't want to ever be, you know, I don't want to cross that line. I don't want it to be personable. I love keeping the business because as a businessman, you get respected more.
You actually do get respected more as a businessman, and I definitely respect your business sense. I respect your music. I respect your craft. And ever since I met you, you was on the grind. You were already a celebrity when I met you. So for you to be in arena learning from the best, shout out to Yonkers. Shout out to my Yonkers family. And I'm going to say for you to get love from Yonkers, it's nothing like love from Yonkers when you can get it.
Yeah,
I love Yonkers. I was born there. I love them. They made me the person that I am today, the person that is always striving to be better and to do better. Sometimes we are raised in these environments where you have to force your way out of situations and living areas, and you just have to rise above it and keep your mentality straight. And I know a lot of work. They've been through a lot. Shout out to Mary, DMX, who's also getting back in the studio and getting things popping. But what I want you to introduce for us now is you actually have a single with Jadakiss.
Oh, how's it? I got two singles. One that lit up my career back in 2012. It actually got me almost closed out a deal with Interscope Records for the single deal. It was called Does This For Real, featuring,
mm-hmm.
you know, the big homie, you know, Al-Qaeda, Jada, J to the Moi. And now I got the new one called About That Life. And
About That Life.
Been About That Life. You know, just the handsome hustler, the ladies love Mocha. And I just put everything together on one track, and it only makes sense to team up with my favorite rapper alive. So it's a FGC Fly Guy Committee / D-Block collabo yet again. So, you know, go ahead and drop that. Produced by my big homie OP Beach from Kentucky, who came on tour with me earlier in the year. In March, we toured the country. And, you know, I told him when I got off, I was going to reach out to Jada, because anytime I do something with Jada, it's a surefire hit.
And let's go to that Jadakiss feature About That Life.
I'm about that life. I'm about that life. My shooters, my cars, and my woman, they fire inside them right. I'm about that life. I'm
always up in the club, making it feel like all the time. I'm about that life, I'm about that life. My shit is my cause, I'm a woman, they far inside them right. I'm about that life, I'm about that life. We always up in the club, making it feel like all the time.
I'm about that life,
I'm about that life,
I'm about that wife,
I'm about that
and
wife.
For the record, I can tell you all about your wife. Haters feeling it, always in their damn emotion. Went to the Golden State Parade, blew some bands in Oakland. They can't stand the notion, cause I'm quick to go overboard like slaves tossed in the Atlantic Ocean. The kids a threat, out for them paper checks. This my breakout year, similar to David Sweat. I'm getting paper, my grip, it got the laser just hit. It's something major off rip, had to get jaded. So Kiss did me a favor, my wrist looks like a glacier. These chicks think I'm a player, my clique from South Jamaica. I'm about that life, which means tomorrow's never promised. Blowing money in the club was never good in economics. Love how that Lambo feel, all my Green Bay Packers shit. And what I did on this track, short of miraculous.
I'm about that life, I'm about that life. My shooters, my cars, and my woman, they far inside them right. I'm about that life, I'm about that life. We always up in the club, making it feel like all the time. I'm about that life, I'm about that life. My shooters, my cars, and my woman, they far inside them right. I'm about that life, I'm about that life. We always up in the club, making it feel like all the time.
I'm about that life, I'm about that paper. All that jealousy and hate, talk about that later. Talk about that Glock, talk about that laser. Something hot across your face, talking about that razor. Talk about that Kiss, talk about that Jada. Give me another 20 bottles, somebody call that waiter. Once I make it rain, then it starts to pouring. Once we get it popping, we go till the morning. Excitement, dog, ain't nothing boring. Everything I do is foreign. Make sure you count that twice. Tell them I'm about that life.
I'm about that life.
What?
I'm about that life. My shooters, my cars, and my woman, they far inside them right. I'm about that life. I'm about that life. We always up in the club, making it feel like all the time. I'm about that life. I'm about that life. My shooters, my cars, and my woman, they far inside them right. Making it feel like all the time.
Lost in a hidden city, where divergent artists and dancers are enslaved and bound by their own dreams, while other primitive planets, such as American Idol, X Factor, and The Voice, have captured some of the greatest singers in the world. There's only one planet left for artists, where the world's most renowned record labels and judges travel the galaxy looking for the next big thing. Sign up now, get discovered, get a $50,000 to $100,000 check, get a record deal. Register online now. Go to www.thenexttoblow.com. Spaces are limited. Act now. You could be the next to blow. www.thenexttoblow.com.
Hey, this is Aaliyah Molden, a 14-year-old singer, model, actress, and honor roll student. I've performed around the country at several Disney concerts, but nothing means more to me than taking a stand against bullying. Come out and support the Bully Awareness Network's free Christmas concert and toy drive at the Tom Bradley's Family Source Center. You will see me perform, take pictures on the red carpet, get a toy, and sign autographs with other popular young stars. If you need additional information, please contact Dr. Spinner at 323-301-2416. Thank you, and see you there.
And we're back live. If you're just tuning in, you are on the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network.
where urban culture lives. And I'm live with my guest, Mocha Gablas. And we just heard that Jada Kiss About That Life. And that is fire. I love it.
Yeah, man. You know, just hit after hit. I probably got another 2 tracks with Jada next year. And, you know, when it comes to the videos, I don't play around. So that About That Life video is about to be wicked. I'm going all out. The track that you heard, Africa in the Beginning, that's with Gaylin Marie. That's another big track. Trying to shoot that video in the continent of Africa, a couple countries across there.
Wow.
As well. Sometime next year. It's only right that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big. You know what they say, right? Quality over content. Quality over content. You got
to
make sure. If the ladies love Mocha, I got
to
raise the bar. Of course.
So you shoot videos too yourself, don't you?
Of course I do. I try my best to have my hands in everything. You know, I am the proud owner of a Red Epic camera. Panasonic GH4, a Canon 1D Mark IV. Cameras, that's my guilty pleasure. That and listening to Riff Raff. I don't let nobody know about the Riff Raff.
We have some
cameras
on the line. We have some callers on the line. Let me see who we have on the line. 6316. We're talking to you. I don't really like taking callers. It just kind of takes up, I don't know if they're nervous, they're making me nervous, and, you know, we say you're on the line and no one says anything, and I'm just so really interested in talking to my guests and having everyone listen and getting the information across. So, Mocha Blast, I believe that you owe Goldie a song from maybe 5 years ago.
Yo, make it happen, Goldie. You know I'll be around y'all. I'm always traveling. But if you need me to get up in D-Block and lay some bars, all you got to do is let me know. I'll call Pool. I get up there. What you want? You want 12? You want a hook? You want 16? You want punchlines? You want me to turn it up? You let me know what you want. You need a love song. You need a love video. Just let me know what you want, Goldie.
I love it. And I'm definitely going to hold you to that the next time I'm in New York. The next time I'm in Yonkers, I'm going to go bang down the big steel door and let them know the First Lady is here and I got some work with Mocha Blast. But another thing that I want to talk to you about is where can people listen to your music, buy your music, follow you?
Well, I got that's a real great point that you said that. Right now, you know, I got my own Pandora station at Mocha Blast, and Pandora is, you know, they're waiting for me to, you know, submit more music, which 2016, I'm going to give them a lot of new music, a lot of new videos. You could go to the Ladies Love Mocha Vivo as well. I got some tracks in there, but if you want to find out everything about me, my website is blastthebeautiful.com. Blastthebeautiful.com.
And that's BLAST.
BLAST.
And when you said you can find out everything about you, tell me why the ladies love Mocha.
Donnie loved me for one reason. One reason, and that's because I'm overly driven. Usually nowadays, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they will say they're going to do something and they will procrastinate. I will say I'm going to do something. I will set a deadline, and my goal is to shatter that deadline in record time. So if I say, yo, I'm going to do this track with Goldie by the end of February, I want this track done with you before the end of December. It's just
I love it.
Right. It's a mind frame. Growing up in Queens, I was raised by a hustler, my big homie, the HNIC Menacho. He raised a lot of us, but I took the teachings that he gave us really to the heart. He always would sit me down and talk to me. And you always say, listen, young little homie, all I ever want from you is for you to be better than me. And for you to be better than me, you have to be a good listener. In order to be a great leader, you have to be a good listener. So it's just because I'm overly driven. I think that's the only reason why the ladies love me, you know.
I think it's more than that. And when you say you're overly driven, you do a lot of physical fitness.
Yeah, you know, 5 years ago, I was probably the best shape of my life. I mean, I still do now. I had to, overcome a little surgery and stuff. But of lately, I'm finally back into it. I do box. I have two friends who are pro fighters. Well, all my friends are pro fighters, but two that I really get it in with, my boy Simeon Candyman Hardy, my boy Danny Kickass Castro. You know, I spar with them. I do boot camp at Hard Bodies Extreme Fitness in Mount Vernon, and then I lift weights. You know, sometimes I'll be in the gym with CL Smooth early in the morning at Extreme Fitness out in Mount Vernon as well. So, yeah, 3 to 5 days a week, I'm doing anything to keep my body active because a body in motion stays in motion.
Everything you do is extreme. Your mind is right. Your body is right. Your heart is right. And I would say that's why the ladies have to love Mocha.
I try. You know, sometimes it's a curse. But sometimes the wrong ladies love me, and you know you can end up with a broken a broken car windshield. You can end up with dead birds in your mailbox. You can end up with gun shells waiting at your doorstep. I've been through it all. Over the last 15 years of my life. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been through some real crazy stuff. I've been stalked by females, and I don't know. That ladies love Mocha. It's great. It's a great thing, but it's going to come to a point that it's probably just going to be one lady, one or two.
And she will, you said one or two. Well, they will be some. They will be some lucky ladies. Shout out to the stalkers. We pressing charges nowadays on the stalkers. And it definitely goes down in the DM. The more I hear that song, the more I laugh because the messages that people can send you, it's like, hey, we don't know each other.
Yeah.
But we have some callers on the line. Let's try this one more time. Your number is 4174. Hello, you're talking to Miss Goldie.
It's Rhea Rand up in here. Hi, Mocha. I'm just listening in, trying to do some things. Me and my people's all here listening in at the house. Everything sounds good.
Do you have anything you want to say to Mocha Black?
Excuse me? Hello?
Do you have anything you want to say to Mocha Black?
Well, you pretty much said it all. I mean, it sounds good. He sounds so good on the radio anyway. So just listening to you right now talking, you got such a nice voice. I'm just glad to be listening.
I hope she's not one of those stalkers, Mocha.
Nah, she's not.
Nah, just a little nervous.
That's my girl, Rhea Red. She works hard for the Miss Goldie to You show. And she's the one that takes the headaches, her. And shout out to Mr. Shaki Abdul. They hold me down, Mr. Ed Waters. They are the people that see me lose control when everyone else thinks I got everything under control. And thank you for calling in, Maria. Keep on listening.
I love you. I love you.
Love you.
And
too.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thank you. That's love, baby. So we gotta add another check, Goldie. Now is my voice. Do my voice really sound that good?
Yes, like your checklist is growing. You're gonna have to come on the Miss Goldie show again. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be hitting up my website. I'm pretty sure you're gonna get some new followers, some new stalkers tonight.
No more followers. I'm gonna get the stalkers up.
And we have another caller on the line. 9847, who am I speaking to? Caller, do you know your number? Hello, you talking to Miss Goldie or Mocha Blast? Maybe they just want to listen. So now,
You are now tuned in to the Miss Goldie to You Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. And we are live with my guest, Mocha Blast. We just listened to two of his singles, Africa, and another one with Jadakiss, About That Life. Mocha Blast is on tour. He has his own Pandora station. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Turn to that Mocha Blast Pandora station. I got a track called I Don't Need Him, I Delete Him. You know, it was about an experience when I went on tour with a couple of my homies that I've known for 15 years. We went on a tour around the whole country last year, April. And it was a lot of envy, a lot of jealousy. And mind you, these are guys I grew up with. We were in the trenches together. We've been in fights with each other together. You know, just we always had each other's back. But I go on tour, and I'm just bodying the stage. And I'm noticing that everybody's getting envious of me. And I'm like, yo, fellas, what's going on? Talk to me. And nobody wanted to say anything until we finished the tour. And then they said, well, you know, this tour was for all of us. But instead, you got all the accolades. And I'm like, wow. It made me feel a kind of way, and then the hate really started. They started calling people, saying, oh, don't mess with Mocha. He's not what you see. You know, he does this, he does that. And I'm like, no way. Not for some dudes I just spent a whole 4.5 weeks with touring the whole country. So I did a track called I Don't Need Him, I Delete Him.
You're going to get that. They said it's lonely at the top, and I'm starting to believe it because I haven't even climbed as many steps on the ladder as most people. So it's like the people that you think, I always talk about support on my show, the people that you think should support you and the people that you think should have your best interest are not always those people. And the further I go in this life, the less friends that I have. And you used to couldn't see Goldie without 10, 15 people with her. Now I've been so many places by myself, and I just go places by myself and I do things by myself, and it's like those same people are the people that's talking bad about me, and it's like, what did I do to you? Maybe I can't bring us all to sit at this table, but as long as I'm making sure everybody eat, it don't matter what table I sat at to get it, as long as I'm passing it down. And you keep up the good work. Don't worry about people. It's always the people where you come from that have the least respect for you. I'm from Yonkers. Everybody knows me. Yonkers was the last place to even find out about Goldilocks. It wasn't until people like you and other people started saying Goldilocks, and they like looking at you like, what? That's they looking at me like the person they knew and grew up with. They're not looking at me as the way other people look at me. And sometimes they wait till it's too late, and that's when you tell them, I don't handle those things anymore.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, girl. You just got to shut it down. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be on that, turn your back, keep it moving stuff. But nah, I've watched you grown, and, you know, from you being a dope lyricist to having your own radio station, and I think that's such a really great transition, and I'm proud of you for that because I always watch everybody in Yonkers and how they move. Don't get it twisted. I study everybody, and I see some movements. You know, I've tried to help a lot of the young rappers in Yonkers, and the same mouth that they begged you to assist them with in the beginning is the same mouth they'll use to bash you and degrade you when you don't want to deal with them. And I think that's a problem in Yonkers, that nobody really took the time to show how you become an entrepreneur. You got to become an entrepreneur, and you got to team. You got to have unity, and nobody makes the sacrifice. Everybody always makes excuses, and once you make an excuse, in my mind, I'm like, yes, you're not even a competition to me anymore. I say it all the time. As soon as you make an excuse, that's a check for me again. I'm like, okay, you just lost without even knowing it. So that's why I'm always
racking up some checks out here. You definitely out here racking up those checks, and it was a pleasure to have you on the Miss Goldie to You radio show, and I will be having you back because I'm just looking forward to you getting bigger and better, and I'm definitely going to get my collabo before, you know, you're like unreachable and untouchable. Then I have to become a stalker to come find Mocha Blast on stage. Like, it's
you could always, if you want to find me, before I leave, if you want to find me, you can always find me at Pandora. I'm always there, okay?
Well, I mean, how can I talk to you on Pandora? But if you want to find Mocha Blast, make sure y'all follow him on Instagram, Mocha Blast, and follow him on Facebook, on Pandora. And it was such a pleasure to have you on my show. And whenever you're in ATL, make sure you hit me up.
You know, the next time I'm going to come, I want a live interview. I'm going to be in the A. I'm going to scream out Zone 2. You know what I'm saying? So I will be there. The pleasure is all mine. Goldie, nothing but love. You know, shout it out, 718 to 914, Queens. Y-O!
Yes, all day. And you are tuned in to the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network. We had an awesome show with Ms. Todd Dobbins, Mr. Mocha Blast. Shout out to the Culture Zine Radio Network family. Shout out to everyone listening. And I'm so excited. Thank you for everybody that called in. Sorry if you couldn't get through. Thank you. Keep on listening. And I will see you next week. And we're going to take it away with my song, Here Comes Goldie.
Uh-huh.